forgot Zemo is rich as fuck. We'll get into it. This is Renald Review and Recap. How you guys doing? Welcome to the show where I recap my favorite shows. We open today's episode 3, with a scene, a commercial, what it looks like for the GCR. Those are people that pretty much help out all the people that were disappeared from the blip from 5 years ago and just help restore and rebuild, you know, the community and like the country. And, you know, seemed like a normal, nice commercial. And then instantly goes into like where the base where the Flag Smashers were hanging out. The Flag Smashers are obviously gone, but you got the new Captain America and his partner kind of terrorizing. I don't want to say terrorizing, but trying to get some information from these people, like where the Flag Smashers are. They're not helping. And, you know, I guess some people still are trying to like the new Captain America. I am not. And this is why it's starting to show who he really is, because one of the bad guy spits in his face and he grabs him and says, "Do you know who I am?" No, you're not the Captain America we know. But you know what? It's showing who he is. That the real Captain America would not have reacted to that. But he's still a human person. So if someone spits in your face today, are you really going to be like, "I'm going to turn the other cheek"? Fuck that. All right. So I kind of get it. But we go into where it's Sam and the Winter Soldier are talking or like in some type of base or something like that. And like a hit out or something, a hideout. And you're seeing that the Winter Soldier is having a conversation with Falcon saying that, well, we're going to really need Zemo. So what are we going to do? Sam doesn't really want Zemo at all. Well, it's like, well, what if a fight happens, gets distracted, and Zemo happens to get out and boom. Zemo just pops into the door with a prison outfit and everything. So he obviously, the Winter Soldier, helped him escape. Sam's upset. He's like, "You're going to jail." And obviously for, you know, Zemo did kill a lot of people. And also the Winter Soldiers that were, the super soldiers that were on ice. Zemo's not a good person. He also super hates the Avengers. So it makes sense why Sam doesn't really want to deal with him. I mean, why would you want to deal with Zemo? He's not a trustworthy guy. And if you go through any of the comic books, you'll know that Zemo has helped the Avengers and then betrayed them multiple times in different comic books and in the Avengers Assemble. So Zemo's never to be trusted. But, you know, we go into this, what I said earlier, we forget that Zemo's actually rich because they instantly go to pick him when he goes to his airport to get his plane and his car. He had all these fancy stuff. And you forget, like, he was a baron. So he actually would have had more money if the Avengers didn't destroy his country. Another reason why you shouldn't trust Zemo, because he's pretty much the star of this episode, by the way. No spoilers, but yes, this is a spoiler. This is a recap and review. But Zemo is the star of this because you're seeing the wheels turn where he's trying to manipulate the Winter Soldier because he just happens to find the book that has all the list of people that the Winter Soldier has wronged in his past of being the Winter Soldier. And he's obviously trying to goat the Winter Soldier to just show who he thinks the Winter Soldier really is. But it doesn't really work, but he does get him pissed off. But you're seeing the works of how Zemo's really trying to play people here. He's messing with them, but he says something kind of a little crazy where he says that it's not you. It's just symbols he has an issue with. And so, like Captain America, he feels that even though Captain America's never really done anything real wrong other than probably not telling Tony that the Winter Soldier killed his parents. That was probably pretty messed up, Rogers. But it was that Zemo has an issue with symbols because symbols get to a point. Well, the reason why he has an issue with Captain America is because he becomes a symbol, and that symbol tends to make people forget who they really are. Like, and that happens today. Like, you love your favorite team, and then you find out your favorite player does something kind of messed up, but you're like, "Ugh, that is my team," and people forget that. A person's faults are what they are, not who the symbol they do not carry the symbol if they do wrong stuff. If they do something wrong, they should be held accountable just as we consider them heroes just because they have a symbol. I love how they mentioned Marvin Gaye. I forget how that got involved, but I guess Sam told Captain the Ro Rogers, the original Captain America, that something about Marvin Gaye like suggested a certain music. And when the soldier's like, "Yeah, I like the song," he's like, "Well, how do you not love the song?" And you hear Zemo says, "Yes, it's a great song. It definitely covers the African American experience." I love how Sam just checked him, like he's out of line, but he's right though. Those, like I'm saying, like the Sam character and the Winter Soldier characters, buddy cop, all the way type of feeling. But adding Zemo to it with the little comments is pretty nice. It was, that's what I'm saying. He was the star of this episode. So as they escape from, well, Zemo escaped from prison, they're trying to find out where they can get the formula of who figured out where the formula is. So they go to this place called Singapore. Not Singapore. Hold on a second. You know what? The actual name of the city is called Majorpore. I said Singapore because I swore to God I heard Singapore. But it's called Majorpore. It's an island that apparently like back in the day pirates used to use, but now today's criminals use it and there is no law. There's no extradition. There's nothing. It's a lawless little area. So they go undercover and you see Sam dressed up. They're all like, you know, I think Sam comes as a character called, like I was saying, they had Sam dressed up as the Smiling Tiger. I guess that is a character from the Marvel Universe. I don't know him, but I'm going to definitely Google and find that out. And he dresses up like, you know, an extinguished, like, badass, kind of looking like, you know, like a suave dude. You hear Sam says, man, I feel like I'm dressed up like a pimp. Zemo replies, only in America where a well-dressed black man would be considered a pimp. I was like, okay, Zemo. Zemo knows something about some black people. I like Zemo right now, even though he's a murderer, but it is what it is. But Zemo goes as Zemo. The Winter Soldier goes as the Winter Soldier. And you have Sam that is undercover as the Smiling Tiger. I love, as soon as they go to the bar, I don't remember exactly what the Winter Soldier drinks. I don't think he did get to drink anything. But Zemo got something to drink. And they ask the Smiling Tiger, like, because everyone assumes the Smiling Tiger is Sam, because they do look alike. Sam, the Falcon, does look like the Smiling Tiger, and they show a quick picture of the guy. And they offer, the bartender says, "You're usual to the Smiling Tiger." He's like, "Yeah." And then all of a sudden, you see a snake, and he's like, "What are you gonna do with the snake?" And he cuts a chunk of the snake, puts it into the drink, and you just see Sam, like, ugh, doesn't want to take it, but he got to stay undercover. They got to do everything to stay undercover, and he drinks it. I don't know. I think I would try it at least once. I kind of want to know how it would taste like. Like, what is the, do you drink the alcohol and the venom, or is it just alcohol and skin of a snake? Because it does seem like they cut something out of the snake. I wonder what the taste from that is. So while they're in the club, they're trying to look for a woman named Shelby to find out where this Winter Soldier serum came from. And, you know, to stay undercover, Zemo just tells Winter Soldier to attack, and he beats up everyone in that bar. You even see Zemo throws a guy towards him, I guess to show that who they really are, to show that the Winter Soldier is serious, and or at least Zemo's serious and still a bad guy, and the Winter Soldier is still a bad guy, so just have to stay undercover. And as they are introduced to Shelby, they're walking up to go meet Shelby. You hear Zemo says to Sam, "Don't you see how easily he just falls in lines and be who he is?" Like, see, that's what I'm talking about. Zemo is starting to put the gears. He's manipulating everyone in this situation. He's going to try to manipulate Sam to think that the Winter Soldier is back to being a killer. And he's not. You know, he's still a good guy. Or at least what we're thinking so far. So they meet Shelby there and negotiating with Shelby, saying that Zemo tells Shelby that if he tells him where they get the serum or who made the serum, they can get the Winter Soldier. And Shelby tells them that the actual scientist's name is Wilford Nagel. So the scientist, Wilford Nagel, we're finding out he's working for this guy named the Power Broker. We don't really know who that actually person is. It's a mysterious figure. Even in the city of Majorpore, you can see signs like the Power Broker is watching. So he's obviously some badass. So we're just going from there. And while they're undercover, Sam gets a phone call and Selby tells him to answer it, put it on speaker. And we're like, oh, it's his sister. And, you know, Sam's doing the best he can by staying undercover, by kind of like everything that the sister's saying. He's kind of saying that, yeah, I am the badass. And he's the whole time, it seems like it's coming across like it's going to go past. And at the last second, his sister gets off the phone and says, oh, I got to go, Sam. And Selby's like, who's Sam? And their cover is blown. And out of nowhere, you see Shelby gets shot, like sniped. I don't know who it is. We don't know who it is. And then all of a sudden, you see Zemo, Sam, and the Winter Soldier are walking out. And instantly, a bounty's put on them. I don't forget how much it was, but instantly. Because obviously, they were the last people seen with her. And she got shot in her own club. So out of nowhere, as they're running away from all the bounty, because like everyone in the city is after them, they run into another character from the movies, from the Marvel Universe, Sharon Carter. I can't remember, what was her name, or what is her aunt's name? Well, I can't remember the name anyway. We'll keep it moving. Sharon Carter, she's obviously the niece of one of the Carter from that actually ends up marrying from Agent Carter. If you guys have seen the series or seen the movies, she's pretty much the niece of Agent Carter from Marvel's TV show, and I also think she was in the Marvel movie. She's the one that actually ends up stealing the shield, and she gets she saves Sam and the Falcon. I'm sorry, that's the same person. She saves Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Zemo. And Sharon says to Sam, hey, yeah, I saved your life. I helped you steal the shield to save this guy, to save this dude. It's like a bigger triangle. She actually saves Sam's life before, and oh, let me do this. You get saved from Sharon Carter. If you don't know her, she's I think she's the niece of Agent Carter from the TV series on NBC. Actually, I think it was on ABC. Yeah, it was on ABC, and also through the movies, the Captain America movies. And if you guys remember, she actually helps steal the shield for she stole the shield for Captain America, and also stole the wings. For Falcon to actually help save the Winter Soldier later on. She was a fugitive. She actually used to work for S.H.I.E.L.D. So now she's still on the run. I'm confused with it because I don't remember if she got erased or not. So I'm confused why she would still be on the run when that happened before the blip, right? So shouldn't everything go back to normal? But I guess it's not. She's still on the run. She can't talk to her family. She hasn't talked to her family in years. And they're trying to get her help. I gotta say, Sharon was like, I don't know if she's bitter because how they, you know, kind of left her on her hook. Because like she gives some little bit of jabs to Sam saying that, you know, oh, you must have gave up the shield because you saw the hypocrisy of it. And then she gives some crap to the Winter Soldier by saying like, well, I thought you would be all about the shield because, you know, you're Captain America's little sidekick. Like, okay, Sharon is pissed still. But again, she helped them out and they left her running and didn't even go find her. So I get why she's a little mad. Well, you know what? Sam's telling Sharon that, you know what? If you help us, we'll get you back into the States so you can talk to your family. Okay, they did that to add her into the story. But I was also thinking like, all right, I understand you had a lot of sorry, guys, that's some sound effects there. One, two, three. I understand if you're saying like, hey, I'm sorry we forgot about you, but we would really do that. I understand why Sharon would be like, nah, I'm not going to help you guys because if you really wanted to help me, you would have done it years ago or whenever you had time. You kind of left me all stuck and I helped you guys out. So Sharon's not really about it, but Sam is convincing. So she does what she can. So Sharon brings the guys to an actual like art gallery or club thing that she's actually sells her art. And the beat is so crazy. Like, honestly, I was kind of dancing myself, but I was at work. So I couldn't really like, you know, break it down for you. But Zemo was and he little goofy little white boy dancing with one fist in the air. I kind of do that. And I'm a 200-pound black guy. But it was like the beat was so contagious. Even a guy that's murdered a bunch of people had to dance to it a little bit. So they figure out where the new doctor, the actual doctor that invented, well, he didn't invent the serum, but he made it a little easier. Like, he reproduced the serum. That's what I'm saying, for the Winter Soldier, the Super Soldier serum. Say that three times fast, motherfucker. No, but they end up finding out where the doctor is. He's at some dock or whatever, doing more experiments, because that's what scientists do. So they find the guy. They're actually having a conversation with him, pretty much telling him, you know, how do you figure this out? And he just says, like, you know, they've had some, he end up working for, I think, Hydra first. Yeah, like I'm saying, he worked for Hydra first, where they were gave him a bunch of these blood and I guess skin samples to kind of reproduce the serum. And when Hydra ends up falling, the CIA picks him up. And as a guest, while he's figuring out how to make the serum, he disappears. He's one of the people that turned into dust. So if you don't remember exactly who I'm talking about, they actually had the skin samples and blood samples from the super soldier. They're talking about Isaiah from episode 2. So while he's working for the CIA, he ends up turning to dust, like I said earlier before, and you're wondering, he gets returned like everyone else does from the 5 years, the blip, and this power broker that we don't know exactly who that person is yet, but he tells him, hey, I know what you're working on, I'm willing to invest, and they do it. So I don't remember how many flag smashers they are, but the scientists actually, Nagel, made only 20 vials, 20 serums that are out there. So, but I don't think there were that many flag smashers out there. So that's why, also why they have super strength, is because Carly, the main character of the flag smashers, stole those samples or stole those serums. And I think there were maybe less than 10. So it's kind of an idea that there are more serums out there, that she still owns a few. And while they're waiting at the dock, having a conversation with the doctor and pretty much finding out where the serum came from, there's all these text messages and messages come through all these like killers saying that Sam, Zemo, and the Winter Soldier are at the dock, and there's a bunch of people coming for them, while Sharon's on, I think, out on the outside waiting for them, kind of checking out the scene. And while she's checking out the scene of every area to see all these people starting coming out, and she's starting to be a badass. She's jumping from here to here, popping each dude. Like, I know Sharon was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, but are all S.H.I.E.L.D. agents badasses? Because I've only seen like two, right? I can only think of two badass S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. Well, three. I'll give you Agent Carter. Obviously, Samuel L. Jackson's character. I can only name two. Those are only two badass S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, wait. What is her name? Sasha. Sasha. One, two, three. The Black Widow. How would I forget that? There's three, okay? There's Agent Carter, there's the Black Widow, and Samuel L. Jackson's character, Fury. How do I forget that? That's how big Samuel Jackson is, that he'll take a very famous character role, and you'll forget what the actual the character's name is. Maybe that's just me because I'm dumb. But anyway, we'll get back to the show. I like Sharon's pretty much taking care of everybody outside, man. So they're still pretty much they are getting attacked by everyone. Zemo ends up killing the doctor because he's still pissed off. He doesn't like the doctor. He doesn't like the Winter Soldier program. He wants it never to be reproduced. Made sense why he killed him. But while they're in this battle fight, you see Zemo on the top of a crate, puts his purple mask on, and he becomes a badass. He's shooting a couple of characters, some of the bad guys, shoots it like an explosion, and then gets into like this really dope sports car. And you think he's going to take off, and he just picks up the guys. And all of a sudden, Sam just says, "You're going to jail." Like, eh. Zemo don't care. I've been there before. So Sharon doesn't go with the guys because, you know, she's still on the run. But when the guys go, you hear Sharon on the phone with a conversation with someone, said, like, hey, the guys are on the case. It's like, Wait, I thought Sharon didn't know anything about this. But if you go back to where Shelby gets shot, you see Sharon on the outside saving Sam, Zemo, and Winter Soldier. But we forget about, wait, how did Shelby just get sniped for no reason? Like, no one talked about that? So maybe Sharon isn't as good as we think. Just, we're still waiting to see where that gets developed. So you get the new Captain America. The new Captain America goes to the same prison that Zemo gets escaped from. And they're pretty much getting information and saying, like, the last two people here were the Winter Soldier and Falcon. You know, and Captain America tells his boy, like, or his partner asks Captain America, do you think they helped him? Like, yeah, of course they helped him. They were the last one here. Of course they helped him to, you know, go figure out where the serum is coming from. Who else knows about the serum other than Baron Zemo? So we go back to the Carly and the Flag Smashers. I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but there's a scene where, like, it seems that her mom is dying of some type of disease, and she's not getting the care that she deserves because as soon as everyone came back, she kind of got pushed to the side. So the second kind of, like, heartwarming scene is Carly speaking to one of the other Flag Smashers, pretty much saying, like, what did you think you were going to do? Like, one person, Carly says, like, I thought I was going to be a teacher. I was like, okay. She's a bad guy. I guess she's one of the bad guys, but is she? She's not really, she hasn't really hurt too many people other than, like, people that try to attack her. And she doesn't kill, even like when they robbed that facility, the GRC facility, they just got food and left all those people, you know, safe. So I feel like the Flag Smashers are a little bit like a Robin Hood type of situation, you know, or just like, because they're not really about anarchy. They just want people to be united like they were before. So Carly, I don't think is the bad guy in this. We'll still wait. And as they are leaving from the GRC center, they blow it up. I'm like, oh, so she ain't really Robin Hood. Because they did kill people. It's like, well, we got to send a message. And like, all right. I kind of thought she was going to be the good guy. But she's doing what she thinks is right, but still in an evil way. Because once she killed those people, I was like, all right, she's a villain herself now. Before the show ends, there's a conversation about the symbol where they talk about Isaiah, where Sam's saying that maybe I should have taken that shield and destroyed it. Where Captain America's boy, the Winter Soldier, says that, no, you shouldn't. That symbol means a lot to me. And Zemo just sitting in the corner like, nah, I want it all gone. Destroy that shit. Winter Soldier, all super soldiers, symbols, the Avengers, I don't want none of that here, son. And right before the show has got to be over, you see that the Winter Soldier takes a walk. Bucky takes a walk, and you see him pick up like a bead or something like that, and he's keep walking around, goes to the next building, and realizes that, says, hey, and it's Ayo, one of the, because you hear the drums from Wakanda. You hear the Wakanda drums going, bah-da-da-dum. And it turns around, it's Ayo, one of the guards from Black Panther. And she just says, I'm here for Zemo. And it's like, if you don't remember that, if you don't know why anyone from Wakanda would want to hurt Zemo or put him back into jail, Zemo pretty much killed the Wakanda's, well, not Wakanda, I'm sorry, the Black Panther. Not this Black Panther, but T'Challa's father. So it made sense why they would want to bring back Zemo into jail. And this is the third episode of Winter Soldier. This is Renal's reviews and recaps. I'm trying something out differently. Hopefully this podcast, this part of this segment adds more value to this podcast. I really love doing these recaps. I'm going to get better with practice. So if I mess up some words or you don't really know what I'm talking about, just watch the show. But this is just my reviews and recaps. Hope you like it. I'll see you next week.
Oh, thank you.
1, 2, 3. So they get saved from Sharon Carter. If you don't know her, she's I think she's the niece of Agent Carter from the TV series on NBC. Actually, I think it was on ABC. Yeah, it was on ABC and also through the movies, the Captain America movies. And if you guys remember, she actually helps steal the shield Yeah, she stole the shield for Captain America and also stole the wings for Falcon to actually help save the Winter Soldier later on. She was a fugitive. She actually used to work for SHIELD. So now she's still on the run. I'm confused with it because I don't remember if she got erased or not. So I'm confused why she would still be on the run when that happened before the blip, right? So shouldn't everything go back to normal? But I guess it's not. She's still on the run. She can't talk to her family. She hasn't talked to her family in years. And they're trying to get her help. I gotta say, Sharon was like, I don't know if she's bitter because how they, you know, kind of left her on her hook. Because like she gives some little bit of jabs to Sam saying that, you know, oh, you must have gave up the shield because you saw that the hypocrisy of it. And then she gives some crap to the Winter Soldier by saying like, well, I thought you would be all about the shield because, you know, you're Captain America's little sidekick. Like, okay, Sharon is pissed still. But again, she helped them out and they left her running and didn't even go find her. So I get why she's a little mad. Well, you know what? Sam's telling Sharon that, you know what? If you help us, we'll get you back into the States so you can talk to your family. Okay, they did that to add her into the story. But I was also thinking like, all right, I understand you had a lot of sorry, guys, that's some sound effects there. One, two, three. I understand if you're saying like, hey, I'm sorry we forgot about you, but we would really do that. I understand why Sharon would be like, nah, I'm not going to help you guys because if you really wanted to help me, you would have done it years ago or whenever you had time. You kind of left me all stuck and I helped you guys out. So Sharon's not really about it, but Sam is convincing, so she does what she can. So Sharon brings the guys to an actual like art gallery or club thing that she's actually sells her art. And the beat is so crazy. Like, honestly, I was kind of dancing myself, but I was at work. So I couldn't really like, you know, break it down for you. But Zima was, and he little goofy little white boy dancing with one fist in the air. I kind of do that. And I'm a 200-pound black guy. But it was like the beat was so contagious. Even a guy that's murdered a bunch of people had to dance to it a little bit. So they figure out where the new doctor, the actual doctor that invented, well, he didn't invent the serum, but he made it a little easier. Like he reproduced the serum. That's what I'm saying for the Winter Soldier, the Super Soldier serum. Say that three times fast, no. But they end up finding out where the doctor is. He's at some doc or whatever, doing more experiments because that's what scientists do. So they find the guy, they're actually having a conversation with him, pretty much telling him, you know, how do you figure this out? And he just says, like, you know, they've had some, he ended up working for, I think, Hydra first. Yeah, like I'm saying, he worked for Hydra first, where they gave him a bunch of these blood and I guess skin samples to kind of reproduce the serum. And when Hydra ends up falling, the CIA picks him up. And as a guest, while he's figuring out how to make the serum, he disappears. He's one of the people that turned into dust. So if you don't remember exactly who I'm talking about, they actually had the skin samples and blood samples from the super soldier. They're talking about Isaiah from episode 2. So while he's working for the CIA, he ends up turning to dust, like I said earlier before. And you're wondering, he gets returned like everyone else does from the 5 years, the blip, and this power broker that we don't know exactly who that person is yet, but he tells him, hey, I know what you're working on, I'm willing to invest, and they do it. So I don't remember how many flag smashers they are, but the scientists actually, Nagel, made only 20 vials, 20 serums that are out there. So, but I don't think there were that many flag smashers out there. So that's why they have super strength is because Carly, the main character of the flag smashers, stole those samples or stole those serums. And I think there were maybe less than 10. So it's kind of an idea that there are more serums out there that she still owns a few. And while they're waiting at the doc, having a conversation with the doctor and pretty much finding out where the serum came from, there's all these text messages and messages come through all these like killers saying that Sam, Zemo, and the Winter Soldier are at the dock, and there's a bunch of people coming for them, while Sharon's I think out on the outside waiting for them, kind of checking out the scene. And while she's checking out the scene of every area, see all these people starting coming out, and she's starting to be a badass. She's jumping from here to here, popping each dude. Like, I know Sharon was a SHIELD agent, but are all SHIELD agents badasses? Because I've only seen like two, right? I can only think of two badass SHIELD agents. Well, three. I'll give you Agent Carter. Obviously, Samuel L. Jackson's character. I can only name two. Those are only two badass SHIELD. Oh, wait. What is her name? Sasha. Sasha. One, two, three. The Black Widow. How would I forget that? There's three, okay? There's Agent Carter. There's the Black Widow. And Samuel L. Jackson's character. Fury. How do I forget that? That's how big Samuel Jackson is, that he'll take a very famous character role and you'll forget what the actual the character's name is. Maybe that's just me because I'm dumb. But anyway, we'll get back to the show. I like Sharon's pretty much taking care of everybody outside, man. So they're still pretty much are getting attacked by everyone. Zemo ends up killing the doctor because he's still pissed off. He doesn't like the doctor. He doesn't like the Winter Soldier program. He wants it never to be reproduced. Made sense why he killed him. But while they're in this battle fight, you see Zemo on the top of a crate, puts his purple mask on, and he becomes a badass. He's shooting a couple of characters, some of the bad guys, shoots it like an explosion, and then gets into like this really dope sports car. And you think he's going to take off, and he just picks up the guys. And all of a sudden, Sam just says, "You're going to jail." Like, Zemo don't care. I've been there before. So Sharon doesn't go with the guys because, you know, she's still on the run. But when the guys go, you hear Sharon on the phone with a conversation with someone said, like, "Hey, the guys are on the case." It's like, oh, wait, I thought Sharon didn't know anything about this. But if you go back to where Shelby gets shot, you see Sharon on the outside saving Sam, Zemo, and Winter Soldier. But we forget about, wait, how did Shelby just get sniped for no reason? Like, no one talked about that? So maybe Sharon isn't as good as we think. Just, we're still waiting to see where that gets developed. So you get the new Captain America. The new Captain America goes to the same prison that Zemo gets escaped from. And they're pretty much getting information and saying, like, the last two people here were the Winter Soldier and Falcon. You know, and Captain America tells his boy, like, or his partner asks Captain America, do you think they helped him? Like, yeah, of course they helped him. They were the last one here. Of course they helped him to, you know, go figure out where the serum is coming from. Who else knows about the serum other than Baron Zemo? So we go back to the Carly and the Flag Smashers. I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but there's a scene where, like, it seems that her mom is dying of some type of disease, and she's not getting the care that she deserves because, well, as soon as everyone came back, she kind of got pushed to the side. So the second kind of, like, heartwarming scene is Carly speaking to one of the other Flag Smashers, pretty much saying, like, what did you think you were going to do? Like, one person, Carly says, like, I thought I was going to be a teacher. I was like, okay, she's a bad guy. I guess she's one of the bad guys, but is she? She's not really, she hasn't really hurt too many people other than, like, people that try to attack her. And she doesn't kill, even, like, when they robbed that facility, the GRC facility, they just got food and left all those people, you know, safe. So, I feel like the Flag Smashers are a little bit like a Robin Hood type of situation. You know, or just like, because they're not really about anarchy. They just want people to be united like they were before. So, Carly, I don't think, is the bad guy in this. We'll still wait. And as they are leaving from the GRC Center, they blow it up. I'm like, oh, so she ain't really Robin Hood. Because they did kill people. It's like, well, we got to send a message. And like, all right. I kind of thought she was going to be the good guy. But she's doing what she thinks is right, but still in an evil way. Because once she killed those people, I was like, all right, she's a villain herself now. Before the show ends, there's a conversation about the symbol where they talk about Isaiah, where Sam's saying that maybe I should have taken that shield and destroyed it. Where Captain America's boy, the Winter Soldier, says that no, he shouldn't. That symbol means a lot to me. And Zemo just sitting in the corner like, nah, I want it all gone. Destroy that shit. Winter Soldier, all super soldiers, symbols, the Avengers, I don't want none of that here, son. And right before the show has got to be over, you see that the Winter Soldier takes a walk. Bucky takes a walk, and you see him pick up like a bead or something like that, and he's keep walking around, goes to the next building, and realizes that, says, hey, and it's Ayo, one of the, because you hear the drums from Wakanda. You hear the Wakanda drums going, blah, and it turns around, it's Ayo, one of the guards from Black Panther. And she just says, I'm here for Zemo. And it's like, if you don't remember that, if you don't know why anyone from Wakanda would want to hurt Zemo or put him back in the jail, Zemo pretty much killed the Wakanda's, well, not Wakanda, I'm sorry, the Black Panther. Not this Black Panther, but T'Challa's father. So it made sense why they would want to bring back Zemo into jail. And this is the third episode of Winter Soldier. This is Renal's reviews and recaps. I'm trying something out differently. Hopefully this podcast, this part of this segment adds more value to this podcast. I really love doing these recaps. I'm going to get better with practice. So if I mess up some words or you don't really know what I'm talking about, just watch the show. But this is just my reviews and recaps. Hope you like it. I'll see you next week.